Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is August 1st. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Numbers 36, 1 to 13. The family heads in the clan of the descendants of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, one of the Joseph clans, came forward and appealed to Moses and the chieftains, family heads of the Israelites. They said, "Hashem commanded my Lord to assign the land to the Israelites as shares by lot, and my Lord was further commanded by Hashem to assign the share of our kinsman Zelophehad to his daughters. Now, if they marry persons from another Israelite tribe, their share will be cut off from our ancestral portion and be added to the portion of the tribe into which they marry. Thus, our allotted portion will be diminished. And even when the Israelites observe the Jubilee, their share will be added to that of the tribe into which they marry, and their share will be cut off from the ancestral portion of our tribe." So Moses, at Hashem's bidding, instructed the Israelites, saying, "The plea of the Josephite tribe is just. This is what Hashem has commanded concerning the daughters of Zelophehad. They may marry anyone they wish, provided they marry into a clan of their father's tribe. No inheritance of the Israelites may pass over from one tribe to another, but the Israelites must remain bound each to the ancestral portion of his tribe. Every daughter among the Israelite tribes who inherits a share must marry someone from a clan of her father's tribe, in order that every Israelite may keep his ancestral share. Thus, no inheritance shall pass over from one tribe to another, but the Israelite tribe shall remain bound, each to its portion." The daughters of Zelophehad did as Hashem had commanded Moses. Machla, Tirzah, Hagla, Milcah, and Noah, Zelophehad's daughters, were married to sons of their uncles, marrying into clans of descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, and so their share remained in the tribe of their father's clan. These are the commandments and regulations that Hashem enjoined upon the Israelites through Moses on the steps of Moab at the Jordan, near the Jericho. 2 Chronicles 30, 1-31, 21. Hezekiah sent word to all Israel and Judah. He also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh to come to the house of Hashem in Jerusalem to keep the Pesach for God of Israel. The king and his officers and the congregation in Jerusalem had agreed to keep the Passover in the second month, for at the time they were unable to keep it, for not enough Kohanim had sanctified themselves, nor had the people assembled in Jerusalem. The king and the whole congregation thought it proper to issue a decree and proclaim throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that they could come and keep the Pesach for God of Israel in Jerusalem. Not often did they act in accord with what was written. The couriers went out with the letters from the king and his officers through all Israel and Judah by order of the king, proclaiming, "O you Israelites, return to God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he will return to the remnant of you who escaped from the land of the kings of Assyria. Do not be like your fathers and brothers who trespassed against the God of their fathers, and he turned them into a horror, as you see. Now, do not be stiff-necked like your fathers. Submit yourselves to Hashem and come to his sanctuary, which he consecrated forever, and serve Hashem your God so that his anger may turn back from you. If you return to Hashem, your brothers and children will be regarded with compassion by their captors and will return to this land. For Hashem your God is gracious and merciful. He will not turn his face from you if you return to him." As the couriers passed from town to town in the land of Ephraim and Manasseh till they reached Zebulun, they were laughed at and mocked. Some of the people of Asher and Manasseh and Zebulun, however, were contrite and came to Jerusalem. The hand of Hashem was on Judah, too, making them of a single mind to carry out the command of the king and officers concerning the ordinance of Hashem. A great crowd assembled at Jerusalem to keep the festival of Pesach in the second month, a very great congregation. They set to and removed the altars that were in Jerusalem, and they removed all the incense stands and threw them into the Wadi Kidron. They slaughtered the lamb offering on the 14th of the second month. The Kohanim and Leviim were ashamed, and they sanctified themselves and brought burnt offerings to the house of Hashem. They took their stations, as was their rule, according to the teaching of Moses, man of Hashem. The Kohanim dashed the blood which they received from the Leviim. Since many in the congregation had not sanctified themselves, the Leviim were in charge of slaughtering the usual Passover sacrifice for everyone who was not clean, so as to consecrate them to Hashem. For most of the people, many from Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not purified themselves, yet they ate the Paschal lamb sacrifice in violation of what was written. Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, Hashem will provide atonement for everyone who set his mind on worshiping Hashem, God of his fathers, even if he is not purified for the sanctuary. Hashem heard Hezekiah and healed the people. The Israelites who were in Jerusalem kept the festival of Pesach 7 days with great rejoicing, the Leviim and the Kohanim praising Hashem daily with powerful instruments for Hashem. Hezekiah persuaded all the Leviim who performed skillfully for Hashem to spend the 7 days of the festival making offerings of well-being and confessing to God of their fathers. All the congregation resolved to keep 7 more days, so they kept 7 more days of rejoicing. King Hezekiah of Judah contributed to the congregation 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep, and the officers contributed to the congregation 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep. And the Kohanim sanctified themselves in large numbers. All the congregation of Judah and the Kohanim and the Leviim and all the congregation that came from Israel and the resident aliens who came from the land of Israel who lived in Judah rejoiced. There was great rejoicing in Jerusalem, for since the time of King Solomon, son of David of Israel, nothing like it had happened in Jerusalem. The Levite Kohanim rose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer went up to his holy abode, to heaven. When all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out into the towns of Judah and smashed the pillars, cut down the sacred posts, demolished the shrines and altars throughout Judah and Benjamin, and throughout Ephraim and Manasseh to the very last one. Then all the Israelites returned to their towns, each to his possession. Hezekiah reconstituted the divisions of the Kohanim and the Leviim, each man of the Kohanim and Leviim according to his office, for the burnt offerings, the offerings of well-being, to minister and to sing hymns and praises in the gates of the courts of Hashem. Also the king's portion from his property for the burnt offerings, the morning and evening burnt offering, and the burnt offerings for Sabbath and new moons and festivals as prescribed in the teaching of Hashem. He ordered the people, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to deliver the portions of the Kohanim and the Leviim so that they might devote themselves to the teaching of Hashem. When the word spread, the Israelites brought large quantities of grain, wine, oil, honey, and all kinds of agricultural produce, and tithes of all in large amounts. The men of Israel and Judah living in the towns of Judah, they too brought tithes of cattle and sheep and tithes of sacred things consecrated to Hashem their God, piling them in heaps. In the third month, the heaps began to accumulate and were finished in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the officers came and saw the heaps, they blessed Hashem and his people Israel. Hezekiah asked the Kohanim and the Leviim about the heaps. The chief Kohen Azariah of the house of Zadok replied to him, saying, "Ever since the gifts began to be brought to the house of Hashem, people have been eating to satiety and leaving over in great amounts, for Hashem has blessed his people. This huge amount is left over." Hezekiah then gave orders to prepare store chambers in the house of Hashem, and they were prepared. They brought in the gifts and the tithes and the sacred things faithfully. Their supervisor was Konaniah the Levi, and Shimei his brother was second in rank. Jechiel and Azaziah and Nahath and Asael and Jeremoth and Jochebed and Eliel and Ishmiach and Mahath and Benaiah were commissioners under Konaniah and Shimei his brother by appointment of King Hezekiah. Azariah was the supervisor of the house of Hashem. Kor, son of Imnah the Levi, the keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offerings to Hashem, of the allocation of gifts to Hashem, and the most sacred things. Under him were Eden, Miniam, Yeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, Shekinah, in offices of trust in the priestly towns, making allocation to their brothers by divisions to great and small alike, besides allocating their daily rations to those males registered by families from 3 years old and up, all who entered the house of Hashem according to their service and their shift by division, and in charge of the registry of Kohanim by clans and of the Leviim from 20 years old and up by shifts in their divisions, and the registry of the dependents of their whole company, wives, sons, and daughters, for relying upon them, they sanctified themselves in holiness. And for the Aaronite Kohanim in each and every one of their towns with adjoining fields, the above-named men were to allocate portions to every male of the Kohanim and to every registered Levi. Hezekiah did this throughout Judah. He acted in a way that was good, upright, and faithful before Hashem his God. Every work he undertook in the service of the house of Hashem or in the teaching and the commandment to worship his God, he did with all his heart, and he prospered. Romans 15, 1 to 22. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may be with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "For this cause I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name." And again he said, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people." And again Isaiah said, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust." Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in the hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly to you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yes, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But, as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. Psalm 25, 1-15. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Proverbs 20:13-15. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. It is not, says the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Psalm 25, I Run to You, done by Project of Love.
If I keep my eyes on you, God, I won't trip over my own feet. If I keep my eyes on you, God, I won't trip over my own feet. Keep watch over me and keep me out of trouble. Don't let me down when I run to you. Forget that I sold wild oats. Mark me with your sign of love. Oh, forget that I sold wild oats. Mark me with your sign of love. Blend only the best for me, God. Don't let me down when I I won't trip over my own feet. Keep watch over me and keep me out of trouble. Don't let me down when I roam. To you. Adonai v'ish mereka yayeh Adonai panav ilaka v'kuneka Yisa Adonai Panav Elecha Vayasein Lecha Lecha Shalom.
The Aaronic Blessing from Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.